going good so far. It's what I expected. A lot of media, or well, not media, but a lot of medical stuff, a lot of time being up and active. I was about 5'10 and 227. Yeah, everyone went to see my knee, obviously, and said everything looked good. They pulled on it and tugged it and did everything they wanted to do, but everyone said it looked good. It was a great work by the doctors and a good rehab. I didn't hear the first part, sorry. Yeah, I mean, that's every kid's mindset to go into wherever they're going and try to get some playing time and just work hard and continue to push themselves. That's what I did. Had opportunity, you know, had a little help. It wasn't good help because, you know, I had some guys get injured in front of me and get in some trouble. But I took advantage of the opportunity I had, and it presented itself, and I went out there and did what I always wanted to do. What I want to prove here the most, probably my speed and quickness and catching the ball. Yeah, it definitely makes it more fun. Sony's here. Isaiah Wynn is here with me the same day. So we get to hang out and go through the process together. I think over the past few years, you know, the running backs have done a great job of coming in and on the NFL level and kind of putting a position in a better situation, you know, using running backs a lot more in the passing game, things like that. So those guys definitely helped out in that area. Yes, sir. Definitely. I'm not sure. You know, football, as a kid, I didn't really watch it, but I'm from Georgia, obviously, so I was always big on just Georgia sports. But yeah. Oh, definitely, man. The coaches that I've talked to have told me, you know, it doesn't matter where you get drafted, just when you get there, you got to work hard and work your tail off. And, I mean, a lot of free agents have, you know, got a lot of playing time because they work harder than any other guys. Yeah. I got to see him one time. He came a little later than I did, but I spoke to him, asked him how he was, but I haven't got to really sit down and talk to him yet. I'm pretty well balanced, you know, pretty athletic. I can jump high, jump out. I can run pretty fast and I catch the ball well. So, I mean, it'll be fun to go out there, compete with the other guys and have fun. Mostly zone blocking, a little bit of everything. He's very powerful, very strong, and he's low to the ground. He can get inside of you. He's athletic. He can pretty much do it all, you know. People talk about his size, but that's not a factor at all. I mean, he's the best old lineman I've ever been around. We were thinking the same thing the whole time, but we never came out and said it to each other. So I know my mind, I wanted to come back, and he wanted to come back. And I think he eventually, you know, kind of spoke up and said it first. I let him know that's how I was feeling too. You know, just come back another year for our teammates and for everyone around us, and it worked out. More of a team, yeah, team thing. I mean, he is who he is. You know, what you see from, I don't know, in person, social media, that's who he is. I mean, he's a very cool kid, outgoing, and I mean, he likes to have fun, and he's very respectable, and that does things the right way. Probably just the tough running downhill part.
The pass blocking?
Yeah, I was asked to do that sometimes, but not as much as I wanted to. But yeah, I didn't catch much. Yeah, it was tough for me at first, just trying to bounce back from it, just the mental aspect part. But, you know, it's family support and friends all around me made it a lot easier. No doubts.
North?
Maybe the Jets. I'm not sure exactly. Gonna be a good player, a balanced player, can do it all. Anything you ask of him, he can do it. Nah, I'm not sure. Any bets? Can't say we do.
Go back to the championship game. What were you a few months away from that now? What do you take away from it? What was that experience like?
Nah, that's over with. Probably definitely running the ball, you know, just had a lot of experience doing it. Played in the SEC, which is one of the toughest divisions in football, so had a good time learning about how to be physical. Not really. We don't really talk football like that. We just kind of check in on each other. I mean, he encourages us, but not really specific or anything. I don't think so. Maybe with a couple, I'm not sure exactly. No, I feel pretty confident in myself, you know, on the next level. No, not at all. I think it kind of made things a lot easier for both of us. You know, not one person carrying the load and going out there having fun and making plays and winning games together. It's good teammates and good friends, so it was fun.
Did you learn something from yourself maybe mentally when you started having to share some carries?
I mean, not really. I mean, I enjoyed it. It was different, but it was fun, and it was worth it. Yeah, I went somewhere where I knew that I'd be comfortable and where I'd get one-on-one attention, which I think I needed for this, you know, big event. And I think it worked out. I was able to, you know, get stronger, faster every day. Just me and one-on-one, my trainer, who I'm very close to, and I appreciate so much for helping me. I have no idea. Yeah, I mean, whoever drafts me is an honor and privilege to be in the situation where I am. So I wouldn't care where I went. I'd go and try to be impactful and helpful as I could. Yeah, I would. No, I don't. I think I talked to him tonight. Yeah, I mean, I could have got hurt in college or in the NFL this last past year, so the injury doesn't really matter. But I mean, look at it either way. Look at it as another year to recover and get better shape and get my leg back working right. Or just try to get in and get out as fast as I can with my leg not being in the best condition. But I embraced it. I mean, it was part of it. I just had to go with it and chose to come back.
What was it about the game that really ran for the game?
Watching my teammates go out to practice every day while I'm inside, you know, rehabbing and just missing camaraderie, hanging out with your guys on the field and being in the game with them. I mean, that kind of pushed me to get back, you know, motivated me to get back for my teammates. Yeah, there's a lot of competition here, you know. A lot of great running backs here. It's an honor to be here with these guys. But, man, that's a tough question, you know. Everyone does a lot of great things, but for me, you know, I'm going to work hard every day. I'm going to give you all I got every day. Yeah. I say it helps. I mean, we've done it in college a lot, and if the read isn't right, if the numbers don't add up, you know, then you don't want to run the ball to a overloaded box. So the pass option is a lot better, and it opens things up for you later on. It doesn't matter to me. It definitely has. You know, being in the system I've been in maybe the past 2 years, it's definitely where NFL is getting toward, so I'm used to it. I'm ready for it. And, I mean, we had a great season with it, so.
Being in that type of situation, how did you manage the people to make that big?
Yeah. It's definitely tough. It's tough because you want that big play. You know, you have only so many chances to get it. But as long as you do your reads right, I mean, when you get the ball, just do what you're taught, and things will happen for you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that was the year I got hurt, so I spent camp and maybe 5 games with them. But, man, I enjoyed it. I thought we were on to a good start, and things kind of didn't go well for me. But, I mean, I had fun. I enjoyed it with them. It was short, brief, but, you know, it was a good time. He brings a lot of knowledge and experience to the game. You know, he's been a lot of different places, and I mean, he's grew up around football, so I mean, he knows the game very well. Say it again. I have a list of times and rooms that I'm going to, but I have no idea who I'm walking into. So it could be tonight, but I haven't yet. Maybe Jets, I'm not sure. Yeah, man, we're both from Georgia and both cousins, but for the most part, he was in Atlanta and I was in my hometown. But we do talk, we text, we communicate, and I mean, it's been great getting to know him over the past years. I mean, he turned out to be a very, very good football player. Me and Bradley?
Yeah.
Nah, he's probably going before me. Yeah, definitely, man. It really doesn't matter where you go as long as you get there and you work hard. And I mean, those guys are a prime example of that, you know, going in third round or whenever they went and still, you know, going to the NFL and doing good. You know, I'm a Georgia boy, man. So, yeah, I like the Falcons. I'm from Georgia. I'm red and black all the time. So, I mean, it'd be good to play for them maybe later in the year. Not year, but career, but it'd be fun. Oh, they got two really good backs. Very good backs.